Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this is the fourth News Roundup episode. Now, it's been a little while since I've done a News Roundup, but I've been waiting for some news that I think you'd find quite interesting. So the first one is Gridler. So this is at gridler.io. Essentially, it's like a Rails engine. So this is Rails specific, but it gives you an endpoint that allows you to hand off email to your application. So basically anything that's coming from SendGrid, CloudMail and Postmark and Mandrill. I don't think there's any others. But essentially it allows you to receive email from those applications, pass them and put them into your system. So think about it as if you were having like Basecamp, how when you can reply to a project notification. So if someone makes a comment on a project in a discussion, you can reply by email and it will get passed and actually put into Basecamp. So essentially it allows you to do that. But it's now actually hit its first 1.0 release, surprisingly. It's been around for quite a while, but it's actually now only just got its 1.0 release. If you want to find out some more about what's changed, because there are some minor breaking changes, I don't think it's going to be too massive if you need to update. But you can check that out at the Thoughtbot blog at robots.thoughtbot.com/gridler-is-better-than-ever. So all that stuff's in the show notes here. The next thing is there's been a Heroku's basically released a performance dyno update. This was on the 4th of August. Basically, the available memory for each performance dyno, it's been increased from 6 gig to 14 gig. And basically, as well, the underlying hardware has been upgraded to include SSDs, which is quite nice. So they have a full change log there. Link to that is in the show notes. The next one is Mandrill. So this is a pretty big one. So essentially, you could sign up for Mandrill. You can go along and add in your domain keys and SPF, etc. But now they're actually requiring. Actually, you have to require. It's now mandatory to verify your domain. And it's pretty simple. Essentially, what they do is that you basically go into where you set up your domain keys and your SPF, or you get the information there and check that it's all valid. But actually, from there, you can actually click a little link to verify the domain. And it brings up a little a window where you type in your email address at the domain. So that the at domain part is already filled in. You just need to enter your actual email. And from there, it sends you a notification or a request link that you click. And you click that and it verifies the domain. It's very easy, very simple. So essentially, that change came out on the 4th of August. They said at 12 p.m. UTC, so you have to find out what time that is. But now that you're hearing this, this will already be in effect. So basically, it's just making it mandatory. The change won't be applied retroactively. So if you add a domain to your Mandrill account before the 4th of August and set up SPF and DKIM, so your domain keys, they'll still actually sign your email as usual. But they're still urging people to actually verify any sending domains for your account. I think this just makes things a lot easier for them in terms of any problems that they may be having with people who'd signed up under their free tier. Now, note on that as well, this is another part of the news here, is there's no free tier anymore. So Mandrill have actually gotten rid of it. So it's a little bit sad because I quite liked it for the free tier. It allowed me to get clients onto a better service and eventually up to a paid plan. But now they've completely removed that. So you may not have noticed, but essentially the free tier is gone. It's been replaced with a 2,000 trial sends. And after that is $9.95 a month for 25,000 emails, email sends. Now that 2,000, that is 2,000 only, not per month. That's just a once-off 2,000 emails. And then after that, you need to pay the $9.95 a month, which ideally, if you're running a business, then this really is nothing, like $9.95 a month, you know. It's absolutely nothing. Yeah, it's chump change. And you do get a quite generous generous plan level or tier there. Like 25,000 emails for 10 bucks a month essentially is pretty good. And you're getting all the deliverability, all the reporting. You can actually see what's been sent, all that kind of stuff. It's nice. I think it's kind of sad to see the free tier go. But I think that paid tier is very affordable. I think it's quite reasonable. you know, like $120 a year as a starting cost for that high deliverability and a very, very robust system and reliable system, I think you can't really go wrong. But I will, on that note, that I know that SendGrid, they do have a free tier that allows you to send 12,000 emails per month for free. Still, personally, I prefer the Mandrill interface and all that, but that option is out there. I thought I'd like to mention that. And the last item we have on this is a new library called Stretchy. Now, Stretchy is from Leveroo. Basically, I've said Leveroo, you should essentially go, okay, I want to use this already, because everything that she does is pretty much incredible. What it is form element auto-sizing, and the way it should be. So this essentially, if you have, say, a select box or a text area or an input box and you want it to automatically size, so a text area is probably a really good example. You want it to, when you're typing, you don't want the box to be really small and you have to scroll inside the box to see what you've written. It will automatically expand the height for you. It'll also do the width for other elements. It may do the width for text area. I didn't actually try that. But it just makes it easier and nicer. I think having those auto-expanding text boxes makes it just that touch nicer to use in terms of an end user's perspective. So it handles multiple types of form controls, basically everything you need. Has a really, really tiny footprint. It's less than 1.5 kilobytes, I'm pretty sure, when it's minified and gzipped. And also, it automatically accounts for newly added controls. So that's quite nice. So you don't have to worry about that you're putting it on something like, oh, something pulls in via Ajax as a new element, or you're just adding new elements to the page. It automatically handles that. You can actually restrict the form controls that it attaches onto by a selector. So it won't just do everything. I just go, okay, we put this in there, and all your controls have this auto sizing, which you probably don't want. The other really good thing is it's completely standalone, so it doesn't rely on jQuery, nothing like that. No third-party libraries, it's just raw, plain old JavaScript. It plays well with existing HTML and CSS. It follows all your placeholders, your styling, your min-max, width, height constraints, transitions, all that jazz. It doesn't go and, you know, act like a vine and try and take over things. It just keeps out of the way. It just does its small little job without interfering with anything else. And essentially, there's no JavaScript knowledge required if you want, so you can do it all via HTML. That makes it really, really simple for anyone who essentially is a little bit scared of JavaScript or is very, very new to the web and they want to do something that's a little bit nicer for their users. It makes it very easy to entry. And the last, but not the least, it works in all modern browsers. So you've got Chrome, Firefox 3.6, IE9, Opera, Safari, Android, and a lot more. So it's a very nice library. So if you are looking to improve your forms or you haven't seen this before, go check it out. It's in the show notes. It's at leveroo.github.io/stretchy. Go and check it out. I think you'll find it quite useful in a lot of your forms on basically any project that you use. But that's it for the news roundup. I'm going to try and do these a bit more regular depending on the news that comes out. But if you are enjoying them, please do let me know. I'd love to know your feedback on the news episodes and how everything's going with that. Anyway, that's it, and we'll catch you in the next episode.